Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. A Huron County court case is in limbo after a defendant was allowed to leave the state for medical care without his attorney's knowledge. Joseph Paul Fulton failed to appear for his preliminary examination, and Judge Ferris confirmed Fulton is currently in Kentucky citing severe health issues, including a need for dialysis and upcoming surgeries. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach told the court she was left out of the decision-making process regarding her client's bond modification. She expressed frustration that she was not notified before Fulton was permitted to leave Michigan, noting he lacks the funds to return for mandatory in-person court appearances. Prosecutor Tim Murkowski stated bond modification was requested after the Sheriff's Department reported that deputies were spending 5 hours guarding Fulton during his dialysis treatments. Judge Ferris added Fulton has no local family or housing, and his family is in Kentucky, and they are now taking care of him, and that it relieves the jail and the taxpayers of the responsibility of covering his medical expenses. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach requested the prosecutor drop the charges, as this whole debacle has set Fulton up for failure in the court process. The court adjourned the case to an open date, and a status conference is scheduled for July 30th at 9 a.m. Authorities in St. Clair County have arrested two men following an investigation into an alleged assault that spanned several days in Wales Township. The investigation began the evening of July 5th when the sheriff's deputies responded to a local fast food restaurant after a woman reported she had been assaulted. During the investigation, deputies determined the alleged abuse occurred at a residence in Wales Township, where the victim said she was repeatedly assaulted, threatened with firearm on multiple occasions, and prevented from leaving the home. Deputies later located both suspects and arrested them without incident. 30-year-old Tariq White was arraigned July 8th in 72nd District Court on one count of second offense felony domestic violence. His bond was set at $10,000 cash surety or 10%. 39-year-old Amir White was arraigned on multiple felony charges, including unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, 5 counts of felony firearm, discharging a firearm inside a building, third offense domestic violence, 2 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, possession of a firearm and ammunition by a prohibited person, and possession with intent to deliver more than 50 grams cocaine. Bond for Amir White was set at $250,000, while the case remains under investigation. And Michigan health officials are reminding residents to thoroughly wash fresh fruits and vegetables as cases of the parasitic illness cyclosporiasis continue to increase across the state. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reports nearly 1,000 confirmed cases, with more than 36 people hospitalized. Investigators have not yet identified the source of the outbreak. Medical experts say the illness is caused by a parasite spread through food or water contaminated with human waste. Symptoms can take several days or even up to 2 weeks to appear and often include watery diarrhea, abdominal cramps, bloating, and frequent bowel movements. The illness can last for weeks if left untreated. Doctors recommend washing fresh produce carefully, especially herbs and berries and cooking foods, to at least 158 degrees Fahrenheit when appropriate to help destroy the parasite. Anyone diagnosed with cyclosporiasis is encouraged to notify their local health department to assist with the ongoing investigation. And we'll return right after this.
One website, local businesses, plenty of savings. Discover the thumbnet.net coupon and flyer page today. Every week, Local businesses post their latest deals and promotions. The question is, are you seeing them? Find them all at thumbnet.net. Businesses like Caseville Family Market, Ashley Home Store, Brown's Marketplace of Deckerville, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seabween Ace Hardware, and Pigeon and Elkton One Stop. Before you shop, stop at thumbnet.net. Browse local coupons, weekly flyers, special promotions, and money-saving deals, all in one convenient location. Thumbnet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with national and international news. The Securities and Exchange Commission have opened a massive inquiry into the secretive world of quantum trading firms following a series of bizarre localized stock market flash crashes. Regulators suspect that unregulated artificial intelligence models running on experimental quantum servers are executing multi-billion dollar trades in fractions of a millisecond. Investigators are demanding code access from three prominent Wall Street algorithmic firms to determine if these machines are actively communicating or mimicking each other to manipulate volatile tech stocks. Financial analysts warn if these supercomputing models begin building independent trading feedback loops, it could threaten broader market liquidity. And a major clean energy milestone has been reached in East Africa as Kenya, Ethiopia, and Rwanda finalized a joint treaty to establish a massive unified geothermal power grid. The multi-billion dollar project will tap into the immense subterranean heat of the Great Rift Valley, aiming to provide uninterrupted electricity to over 80 million people across the region. The initiative is heavily backed by international development funds looking to pivot away from traditional hydroelectric dams, which have grown unreliable due to changing rainfall patterns. Construction on the initial cross-border transmission lines is scheduled to begin by the end of the year. And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLE in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.